and a low rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com and start your new chapter in the Upstate.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Get ready for the City of Malden's Christmas Parade, Saturday, December 6th at 2, brought to you by the Malden Chamber of Commerce. Rolling from Golden Strip Career Center down Holland Road to Bridgeway Station. Presented by the Roar FM. Details at maldenchamber.org.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at Vermeer.com/dig.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Walt Deptula Road Rage, we are back. Let me tell you about my friends at Krispy Kreme. By the way, how much are we craving the Krispy Kreme? I mean, Krispy Kreme, everyone knows this. The greatest donuts you may have ever conceived of. Yeast donuts, cake donuts, they do it all. Look, the Reese family has owned Krispy Kreme in Anderson-Spartanburg since the early 60s, doing donuts the right way. You can bring the kiddies in, watch them make the donuts through the glass partition. That's right, they make them where they sell them, and you can take those same donuts home with you. Three times a day, the hot original glaze come fresh off the press. That's still the all-time staple donut. That's still the most classic donut in all of donutdom. But they're also the home for the New York Super Cheesecake Donut. That's the greatest donut you may have ever conceived of. Ramona thinks it's the Oreo Cookie Donuts and all of their derivatives. And I wouldn't know because she always wolfs those down when they arrive and then squirrels away the others. And she's
they
in
freeze
there.
Well.
Yeah, yes, right. Ramona freezes them. And whether it's hot or cold, right now it's more cold, they have all of your hot weather drinks, all of your coffee-related drinks that the fancy coffee house has, except not at those extravagant prices, real human being prices. Not at Odell Beckham Jr. prices, at real human being prices. See, that's us. That's us. We go to Krispy Kreme, you go to the fancy coffee house and spend $40 a cup. No thanks. We'll go to Krispy Kreme. and be really happy. And so get to Krispy Kreme, Anderson, Spartanburg. For all your fundraising needs, what better way to raise money than through Krispy Kreme Donuts? You want to raise meal money, church group, youth group, Hells Angels, whatever. You call them, tell them I sent you, and they will help you raise money. You're not going to raise money with those white box steel industrialized cookies. And Ramona, I'm guessing there are specials because there are always specials.
They do have specials. These are their Christmas collection.
Ah, yes.
Okay, but they're also called the Peanut. They're the Peanuts, you know, Snoopy in them.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, so the first thing is a Snoopy cookies and cream. He's decorated like Snoopy's head, okay, but it's filled with the cookies and cream.
Okay, so that's your that's one of yours.
Yeah,
so that's
one
of yours. That's one of yours.
Yeah, and then Charlie Brown donuts, decorated like Charlie Brown's shirt, you know, that yellow up and down thing.
yellow up and down thing?
Yeah, you know Charlie Brown.
It's like, it's like a yellow bowling shirt.
Okay, but it's like kind of like an ornament, and that's got cream in the middle. And then they have a glazed donut with a Christmas wreath on it. And then the Santa belly, which they always have every year, is decorated like Santa's stump.
Awesome. So get all the kiddies, get to Krispy Kreme, load up. You'll thank me later. It's unbelievable. Do it. All right, we have lots to get to. One of the things I want to get to is what is the release that I saw a few minutes ago, and why isn't it letting me get back to that? Okay. Where is it, Ross? Okay, here it is, from Ross Taylor. And this is the All-ACC football team that's been announced. It says with the 2025 ACC announces 2025 all ACC football teams with the 2025 Atlantic Coast Conference football championship game fast approaching to our dismay on Saturday, December 6th. By the way, I have an answer for the ACC. I put it out on social media. I'll tell you what it is in a minute, how the ACC could have avoided this mess. And I think it's just a simple, easy solution that takes all the pressure off of the ACC. In any case, these selections, Miami led the way with the league best 14 all ACC selections. Man, did that change. Remember preseason? It was nothing but Clemson players. Remember? I don't even remember what the numbers were, but it was the all-league selections were nothing but Tigers. Postseason, not so much. Miami led the way with the league best 14 all-ACC selections across first, second, and third teams. The Hurricanes were also one of four programs, California, Clemson, Georgia Tech, and Miami, to land four players on the prestigious first team. Cal had four on the first team? And Virginia, Cal, the Cal that they fired Justin Wilcox from, we'll get to that. And Virginia followed with eight total honorees each, with Louisville and Pitt adding seven standouts apiece across the three teams. Selections were determined by an 82-member voting panel made up of 65 media voters and all 17 ACC head coaches. Ballots were weighted by a 3-2-1 scoring system for first, second, and third team votes, respectively. The conference's major individual awards, Player of the Year, Offensive and Defensive Players of the Year, Rookie of the Year, Offensive and Defensive Rookies of the Year, will be revealed on Wednesday, December 3rd. Coach of the Year will be announced on Thursday, December 4th. Coach of the Year is going to be Tony Elliott, isn't it? Think about that.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool. I mean, he's got to be, right? Doesn't Tony Elliott have to be the coach of the year? And the offensive player of the year is going to go to Haynes King, right? I mean, that's fairly obvious. And again, a guy who should be in New York for the Heisman was just absolutely, utterly sensational all year. Carried a team that's flat-out garbage, quite frankly. But in any case, the first team All-ACC team with the corresponding votes, Haynes King, the first-team All-ACC quarterback, as you would imagine. Hollywood Smothers, the first-team All-ACC running back with 214 votes. I think that's a really wise pick. I thought Hollywood Smothers was nothing short of sensational for NC State this year. I would agree with those first two picks. Jamari Taylor of Virginia, 207 votes. The other running back, and I would agree with that as well. Taylor had a sensational year for Virginia. Deuce Robinson, the Florida State wide receiver, with 217 votes. He was the leading vote getter. How about that on that crappy football team? And look, with good reason. You know, I said in the offseason I thought Deuce Robinson was their biggest acquisition. He certainly proved that. I don't mean height-wise, which he was, but Robinson was terrific. I mean, it's a shame that Florida State wasted Robinson to the degree that they did. But Robinson makes it. Chris Bell makes it with 210 votes, and I would agree with that. In fact, I'll tell you what, I think Chris Bell's going to be a round one NFL receiver. Look, if you had told me that even like a year or two ago, you could see the flashes of talent. He would occasionally get deep, but there was just so much inconsistency. Well, he closed the loop on a lot of that inconsistency, and he did it playing with a hideous quarterback. I mean, Miller Moss just sucks out loud, as I said all along. And I knew he would be a disaster at Louisville, which he was. So Chris Bell makes it with 210 votes and with good reason. Again, I think there's a really good chance that Chris Bell is going to be a round one NFL receiver. It's what it looks like. He's athletic. He's explosive. He's physical. There's nothing not to like. There's a toughness to him. And then Malachi Toney makes first team as well, the Miami wide receiver. Again, look, I've compared Malachi Toney since the first time I saw him to Santana Moss. So I'm all over that, 100% agree. Malachi Toney from Miami, incredible, absolutely incredible. Again, he reminds me very much, he's Santana Moss too. That's who he is, so very deserving. The tight end, Justin Jolly, NC State. And the all-purpose player, Jacob DeJesus of California. I get that, quite honestly. He made a ton of catches. I mean, they found a way to put another receiver here is what they've done. I mean, he's a slot receiver by trade. But he had some games that were just unbelievable down the stretch. He had one game with 16 catches. So I have no problem with that. I guess that's one of your Cal first-team players. The offensive line, Francis Malinaua of Miami, going to be a round one draft pick. 212 votes. Blake Miller, that surprises me a little bit. With all due respect, I probably would not have had Blake as a first-team offensive lineman. I think he's had a solid year. He had 125 votes. So the vote total, that's the lowest vote total by far of anybody on this first team, at least up until this point. Keelan Rutledge, the Georgia Tech offensive guard, 202 votes. He makes first team. Rutledge is the guy who was involved in the phantom play. He's the guy who had the personal foul called against him, the mysterious personal foul, which they never showed on the broadcast and which the announcers never discussed, that really decided that football game or could have decided that football game. Still mysterious. Logan Parr from SMU, offensive guard, he had 132 votes. I guess in some respects it makes sense that these offensive linemen have lower vote totals for the most part. And then Luke Pettibone, the center for Florida State, 115 votes. He actually had the lowest vote total of anybody on the first team. So the three lowest vote totals of people on the first team were offensive linemen. Pettibone, the center, Blake Miller, and then Logan Parr. Those are the three lowest vote getters on the first team. So Clemson winds up with one player on the first team, all offensive team, and it is Blake Miller. Defensively, I'll tell you what, we'll get to the defense momentarily. How about that? Before we do any of that, let me tell you about my friends at Ace Home Co. When a home's too hot or too cold, Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air is the team upstate families count on. They handle everything, repairs, installations, replacements, full maintenance for central air, heat pumps, ductless, mini splits, and more. Heating too, from furnaces to thermostats, Ace covers every need with upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. Their certified techs deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problems, not just some quick patch job. Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air makes things easier with flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors, all things we love. And when emergencies strike, Ace is going to be there day or night, bringing comfort back quickly and reliably. You can count on that, and you may well wind up needing that. proudly serving Greenville and the upstate surrounding communities. Look for their bold white and blue trucks all across the upstate. Everyone knows the trucks. Regular HVAC tune-ups help you avoid a surprise unit breakdown, high energy bills, and extend the life of your system. And right now, Ace Home Co. is offering a free fall maintenance for new customers. Free $189 value. Take advantage of that. Visit acehomeco.com to schedule yours today. And, of course, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. Matt, how are you, Matt? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, thanks for getting me in.
Absolutely, Matt. Thank you.
Time of possession, you know, big, huge for Clemson. You know, I think you had a lot of good points about the game. I think the secondary guys, they you know, tamped it down a little bit in the second half, but a lot of those guys, they need to go at the end of this year. I mean, you can't have busts like that. Dabo was right. There was two of the worst plays I've ever seen. One of them, it was an effort, big-time effort play, three defenders just looking at each other saying, I'm just going to forget to tackle. So, and on the other side of the coin, you know, Clemson left 14 points on the field.
Yep.
And it could have been worse. I know the Gamecocks, you know, I'm going to put the knife a little bit more if I can. I hope Beamer has a lifetime contract, Walt. I mean, he had an extension, you know, a year before. You know, 4-8, that's a great start. Let's go 0-12 next year. I think we can do it. Just keep on.
Well,
keep on.
Didn't you hear they're going to be in the playoffs? Didn't you hear Shane? They're going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, unfortunately, they don't drug test at that level of employment. So
you know, Ramona, we have Shane on the on our preseason kickoff special show. Coach Beamer is kind enough to join us for a few minutes every year. I'm thinking if you want to hear him at the preseason kickoff show, you may want to make sure you tune in next year.
Yeah,
I'm not sure he's going to be appearing anymore. I'm sorry. I think basically he's walked the plank on himself. Again, when you come out publicly and you basically suggest, hey, we're going to be a playoff team next year, no worries. Trust me when I tell you this, that's who we're going to be. You better be that, because if you're not, people are going to use that against you.
Side note, I watched the Navy-Memphis game. Yeah. I thought Navy, again, did a good job.
Yep.
They dominated that game and move forward. There was a part where it could have tipped over to Memphis' side, but then they just decided, hey, we're going to run it straight at you and finish
yeah,
the game.
That's something I had right before the year. I said Navy would win that game on the road at Memphis before the year, because before the year I had Navy as my G5 team, and you know, obviously they came pretty close, I guess.
I mean, it's unfortunate, you know, they can't play in the championship game. They have two teams playing in that conference that, you know, the coaches, I don't even know if both coaches are coaching that game.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's, so, the thing is, that league was really good. And, you know, I basically, it's been pretty self-evident all year that, that the G5 team would come from that league.
Is in Texas Tech and BYU, I don't think BYU is going to have a chance in this game. Well, I think Texas Tech is going to blow them out the door. Just for the trench play and how dominant they've been and moving forward. One last thing, and I'll run. I think my Colts might lose out, Walt. We started a good season. You know, I know he has a broken leg, but we traded our future for our cornerback, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I've never done that, but we'll probably barely get a wild card if that. I think the other two teams, Houston and Jacksonville, are on fire when they need to.
Yep.
Thanks, Walt.
Thank you, Matt. On the Texas Tech BYU thing, I have tremendous respect for both teams. I think that, you know, I have sung the praises of Texas Tech going all the way back through the offseason, and they've turned out to be even better than I thought, which is, and I held them in high regard before the start of the year. But I think that they're unblockable, and I keep saying this, I've not seen anybody who has blocked them. And if you can't block them, you can't beat them. And they have, with Baron Morton, they have a quarterback who has an NFL arm. So I think they're a legitimate threat to win the national championship. Now, in BYU's case, I think they've been really good for 2 years, really good. And they're physical, and they're tough, and they have had the advantage of playing Texas Tech. And And so I think that that gives them a little bit of a feeling for who and what they are. Look, do I think Texas Tech is going to win? Yeah, look, again, I'm the guy leading that parade. I mean, Texas Tech has 11 wins. All 11 of their wins are by 22 points or more. And somehow this nation, which is so stupid, doesn't know that. You know, I mean, that's incredible. I mean, that's one of the most dominant performances we've seen in college football ever. You know, they lost one game by four at Arizona State when they played without Baron Morton, their quarterback, and there were a few other strange things that happened in that game. Other than that, 11 times at bat, and they've won all 11 games by 22 or more, and most of them are by 40. And yet, somehow, people just don't know what they're doing. And we keep talking about these SEC teams who squeeze by each other week after week after week, and they all look ugly doing it and think that those teams are bosses or something. They're not bosses of anything. I don't think any of them can beat Texas Tech. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home, and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold-free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty, and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantyconfixit.com.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Attention student athletes, don't let injury or surgery keep you on the sidelines longer than it should. Get back in the game faster with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our state-of-the-art FDA-approved laser therapy is the strongest on the market, designed to reduce swelling, relieve pain, and speed up recovery. And now with special student pricing, there's no better time to heal smarter, not harder. Whether you're in high school or college, Ortho Laser is here to help you return to peak performance. Visit our website, recoverwithlight.com. Get back in the game with Ortho Laser Spartanburg.
Winter weather is upon us, so if you're planning a ski trip, a mountain getaway, or just want to be prepared for what Mother Nature might throw at us, make sure your vehicle is ready with a trip to the Pendleton Tire Company.
Be ready to play in the snow like me and my daddy on a new set of tires for Pendleton Tire Company.
Go see Zach and the team at Pendleton Tire and be ready for winter fun. Call them at 864-646-3694. Or visit online at PendletonTire.com.
Clemson fans, this is your store. The Tiger Sports Shop has the best selection of Clemson apparel, accessories, and game day essentials. Nike, Lululemon, polos, hoodies, hats, tees, you name it, we've got it. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our two Clemson locations or visit us online anytime at Tigersports.com. Don't just cheer for the Tigers, wear your pride. The Tiger Sports Shop, your Clemson headquarters.
Go Tigers!
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
What if you didn't have to replace your mattress every 5 to 10 years? We developed a patented mattress called the Duo, the way every mattress should be made. And the best part? We're running our biggest sale of the year, where you can get the Duo for 30% off. This sale runs until December 7th. visit engineeredsleep.com or come by our showroom at 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. Stop waking up worse and start waking up better with Engineered Sleep.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com.
Lenovo, Lenovo.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The only place for sports talk of the upstate is right here, every day. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Tip to the Roadways. We're back. Texture 309. I don't know what's going on with your text line, unless I'm going to try and answer somebody else in a minute and make sure it's not me. But he had written earlier and said, Walt, being a Gator fan, I think we did better as far as coaches are concerned. What are your thoughts? I would agree with that completely. I tried to answer you, but it's not letting me for some reason. All my responses to you are showing up in orange. It's like you have somehow been deleted, but you haven't been. So I don't know what that means. All of your answers all the way all the way till 1 o'clock are showing up in orange. I don't know why, but in any case, I like the hire. I think that you know, I've seen all these people suggesting that Florida just replaced one small school guy with another small school guy. I don't think that's the case. I think Napier, bad coach. I think Sumrall is the guy. I think he brings the toughness that Napier just didn't offer. And I think he's going to bring discipline to the program. He's proven at Troy that he can win without elite quarterbacks in the past. And now, obviously, at Tulane, he had a quarterback this year. But I think he's the right guy. I think it's a good hire. I think it's a good, very good, solid hire. That's my my view on it. Dex said, what about Jeff Scott as offensive coordinator and hiring Willie Korn as a co-offensive coordinator? Well, look, I love both those gentlemen. So I think that I don't know what Dabo Sweeney's going to do. And look, one of the things I've been thinking about is if you're going to the portal for a transfer quarterback, one of the things we've seen that's become sort of commonplace in recent years is when teams go to the portal for a quarterback, they also hire their offensive coordinator. They bring in the peer of them. Could that happen? I suppose it could. I don't know the answer to that. I have no way of knowing. I mean, I think there's enough reasons. I think we've seen enough reasons in the latter stages of the year to think that Garrett Riley could return. If he does, I'm fine with that. I do think that, again, that Clemson is 100% going to have to hit the portal for a quarterback. Tess says, I bet he can open a water bottle. Yeah, there's no question. Yeah, there's absolutely no question, Ramona. Florida has hired a coach, excuse me, that at the very least can open a water bottle. Let me tell you about Burn Digital. They are us, your local full-service digital marketing powerhouse. We handle everything from powerful SEO to cutting-edge digital video campaigns on both the big and small screen. With services like advanced geofencing, we reach your exact local audience. Get your message seen on connected TV ads, just like the pros. We understand this market. We have all the tools to make you shine. Burn Digital is a proud part of the Roar FM family. They're more than a part. They're an enormous part. The same quality and community commitment you know from your favorite station. Combine Burn Digital with an ad campaign on the Roar for the most potent marketing strategy, and we're local. We're here. We have the best technology, and we are in constant contact. Discover how Burn Digital can make you stand out online. Go to theroarfm.com, click on the advertising tab to contact us. You will 100% thank me later. All right, let me get back to the ACC, the all ACC team, which came out today. We went through the offense. Only one Clemson player makes first team all ACC on offense. That player was Blake Miller. Blake received 125 votes. That was toward the bottom, but you know, offensive line, you're generally going to be lower in these voting. First of all, there are more of them. But Pettibone had the lowest vote total at 115, and then Keelan Rutledge at offensive guard. Then it was Blake Miller, the second fewest votes, and then Keelan Rutledge, who had a really good year for Georgia Tech. Very, very, very good year for Georgia Tech. Defensively, no surprise on the defensive ends. The only surprise is the low vote total, quite honestly. I'm a little lost on that. Reuben Bain and Akeem Bestidor received 167, 164 votes, respectively. What am I missing here? Why are these? Why are these defensive numbers all so much lower than the top offensive numbers? I don't know what the answer to that is. It's just puzzling to me. It's not a positional numbers issue. The highest vote getter on the defense had 188, whereas on offense we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys with over 200. I don't know. It's puzzling to me. And we're not talking, you know, offensive line, so I don't know. Reuben Bain, in any case, 167. Messidor, 164. I am of the opinion Reuben Bain's an ultimate leader. Okay, he's just so physically dominant, and he's the ultimate leader. He's the leader of Miami's football team, and in postseason, he's going to show up big. I mean, the interview process, he is going to kill it. Teams are going to love him, and he's going to get extra points just for who he is and his type of leadership. Having said that, just from a strictly pass rusher skill standpoint and arsenal, I actually think Messidor is the better NFL pass rusher. It's going to be really interesting to see where those guys go. They'll both go in the first 20. I think, and I'm probably alone in this regard, but I think Messidor is actually going to go higher than Bain. I have to allow for the fact that Bain's leadership and his interview process, he's going to kill it, and teams are going to fall in love with him in that regard. But I think if from a pass rusher standpoint, I think Messidor has a bigger arsenal of NFL pass rusher moves. Defensive tackle, Jordan Vandenberg, Georgia Tech, had a good year. Peter Woods. I don't know. Would you have Peter Woods first team all ECC? Maybe. Caden Fordham, linebacker, NC State. Sammy Brown makes first team all ACC. How about that? 147 votes, Sammy Brown. And I think Brown is deserving. I think Brown had that type of year, and he'll be a staple here for as long as he's here. I think that, you know, look, his talent was evident when he came out of high school. And I think we really got to see some of that at play this year, and it's only going to get better. Avian Terrell makes first team all team, you know, first team all defense, all ACC, I should say. You know, one of the things that Avian does so well is he punches the ball out. He does it as an art form, and he's relentless doing it, which is obviously vital. Nicky Anderson, safety. Ahmad Moses, safety. It's a pretty good group. You did see three Clemson defensive players make first team all league. But you know, prior to the year, this was all Clemson. The numbers were astonishingly slanted in Clemson's favor before the year. Obviously that does not show up, postseason. The second team all ACC offense, Darian Mensah, the quarterback from Duke, he had 114 votes. So the quarterback situation was a landslide in favor of Haynes King, as you would expect. But I think Mensah, from a talent standpoint, is a future top 10 NFL draft pick. Demond Claiborne, the running back for Wake Forest, makes the team as on the second team runner. Nate Shepard, the running back from Duke, the freshman, makes it on the second team as well. Jacob DeJesus, he's all over the first team in two different ways. He's also on the second team as a first team, as a starting wide receiver. Lewis Bond from Boston College. Bond had a really good year for Boston College. For a team that didn't win any games until Syracuse, for a team that had the only win all season was Fordham in the game one of the season. But I think that Bond looks like an NFL slot receiver, and he certainly did some damage against Clemson. He's talented, without question. Sam Roush from Stanford, the tight end. Malachi Toney made the first team. He makes the second team as the all-purpose guy. And then the offensive line was Parker from Duke, Williams from SMU, Cooper from Miami, Taylor from Boston College, and Brady Wilson from UVA. And the second team defense, I'll tell you what, we'll get to the second team defense on the other side. Before we do any of that, let me tell you about my friends at, I don't know, Ramona, I don't see them, Ramona. So I don't know if I'll be telling you about them. I'll tell you what, we'll take a quick break here. Walt up to the Road Rage. We'll be back.
Jam-packed Wednesday edition of the Mickey Potter Show, 6 to 9 a.m. right here on The Roar. Dr. Steve Martin will have our sports medicine segment with us from our good friends over at Arthrex. We'll get with Dane Young previewing the SEC Championship game from UGASports.com. Andrew Oliphant will talk golf with us, and it's the beginning of the national signing period, signing day in college football. We'll get you the latest news there. Don't miss it. Wednesday, Mickey Potter Show, 6 to 9 a.m. right here on The Roar.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in blown-in insulation. Blown-in insulation provides great improvements to your home's efficiency and comfort while being a great cost-effective option. We also install solar attic fans for temperature and humidity control, reducing your attic temp from 150 to 110 degrees, protecting your home. Right now, you can receive up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits. Hurry, call Koala Insulation at 864-867-1779 today.
Looking for the right solid surface flooring for your home? Do you have a few questions about the best options? No worries. That is where Greer Flooring Center and our consultants can help you. Our team of local professionals can show you hardwood, luxury vinyl, tile, engineered hardwood, and answer your questions to customize the perfect space for you. Remember, you'll always find a knowledgeable, experienced staff member and the right prices at Greer Flooring Center. Visit us at GreerFlooringCenter.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and managed construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, with exceptional golf in a beautiful setting, along with the casual Overlook restaurant offering quality dining available for weddings and meetings. On Facebook or at ChickasawPointGolf.com.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their 4 campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
As Christmas approaches, what every four-wheeler off-roader wants is a worn winch from Clemson 4-Wheel. Right now, they have a select group of worn winches at a special buy. Prices that they can't mention, but you will love. If that's not what you need, they have a great assortment of stocking stuffers, like gift cards, four-wheel items, four-wheel drive accessories, and many more. Come by the store at 10733 Clemson Boulevard, Seneca, on Highway 123 in Seneca, or shop online at clemson4wheel.com.
Clemson!
This is Coach Dabo Sweeney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor needs. They have an assortment of mulch, river stone, dirt, sand, gravel, straw, and more. Choose EnviroMulch and make your yard look amazing during the colder months ahead. Order at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Ace Home Co.com's the place. Plumbing, heat, and air with a friendly face. Electrical, too, they've got your back. Ace Plumbing, Electrical, and Air.
When friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage. Weekdays, 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we are back. I just realized Kyle Lewis did not make first team all ACC defense. I don't know about that. And quite honestly, Just from a number standpoint, Kyle Lewis at 143 and Sammy Brown at 147. So how about that? In any case, there were no Clemson defenders on the second team. Anything else here on the second team stand out? Really just the fact that Kyle Lewis did not make the first team, which I think is interesting. And then the third team, Carson Beck, the third team All-ACC quarterback, statistically he's had a good year. Miami's had a good year. They've lost two games because of the third team All-ACC quarterback. But what are you going to do? Isaac Brown's been banged up some, but he makes third team. Mark Fletcher, Miami, makes third team. Anything else here? Antonio Williams makes third team. Antonio, tough start to the year, obviously hurt, but really came on and got some respect. Colin Lacey, the all-purpose back on the third team All-ACC. Lacey, a really dynamic player, so that makes sense to me. Anything else there that stands out? No. How about the third-team defense? Will Held makes the third-team defense. And, Clemson fans, I'm not sure are going to think that this is correct. Ricardo Jones makes the third-team defense. I don't know. I thought Ricardo had some tough patches this year. Some tough patches. I'm not sure that he would have made my third team, but we'll see moving forward. Will Held, though, makes it, and I think that's a legitimate pick. So Held makes it. Anything else here on the third team stands out? No. Honorable mentions. Oh, my God. Honorable mention run. They basically put everybody else in the league on the honorable mention category. if you play in the ACC, you apparently made the honorable mention. Adam Randall makes the honorable mention. Who are the third team backs again? Isaac Brown and Mark Fletcher. Man, I think you could have made a case for Adam Randall as the third team back with Isaac Brown over Mark Fletcher. With all due respect to Mark Fletcher, who's a good, tough, physical runner. He also played behind an elite offensive line. I think Adam Randall deserved a little more respect than honorable mention. I do. I think a lot of Clemson people think he was the best player on this team this year, regardless of whether you believe that or not. I think that he has certainly gone from wide receiver. And look, it wasn't all smooth. I mean, and there are still elements he doesn't do very well. He still doesn't really run behind his pads. He doesn't get the most out of his 230 pounds. There are times that his vision as a runner and seeing the hole, I think, has been lacking some. But this is what you'd expect from a wide receiver being converted to running back. But the reality is he's a big, strong guy who's an explosive runner, and Clemson was at their best when they handed him the football. And I think he had a really good year. I mean, given everything he had overcome, I think he had a really terrific year. And I think it probably deserved more credit than honorable mention. I don't know. Maybe he's getting penalized for the season that the team had. That's the only thing I can think. I think that had Clemson had a more productive team season, I think you would have seen him at least on that third team. I probably would have put him above Fletcher. Again, it's not that I don't like Fletcher. It's just I think Fletcher ran behind a truly elite offensive line. Adam Randall didn't. Brian Wesco, honorable mention. You know, would that have changed had he not been hurt? I think Wesco had a really good year. Interestingly enough, T.J. Moore had more votes than Brian Wesco did. What else do we have here? Adam Randall also made honorable mention as an all-purpose back. Well, again, that's just another reason why he should have been the third-team running back. Any other Clemson. Walker Parks, honorable mention. Walker really battled injury. You know, when you hear Walker Parks talk, you can hear the pain. You also hear a guy who's probably going to grow up to be a senator or something. Very smart guy, very intelligent guy, ultimate leader, no question about it. Walker Parks is Walker Park's always had ability. His career has just been plagued, absolutely plagued by injuries. It's just the way it goes sometimes in the game of football. And look, what you really have to say about Walker Parks is that he could have given up a million times and he chose not to. And he chose to be a leader for this football team, which I think is really, really commendable. I mean, listen, people can think whatever they want. That's a tough dude. He has played with legitimate injury issues and tried to play through legitimate injury issues all the while being a leader of this football team. And again, I think a lesser person would have quit 100 times. He just refused to quit. Ryan Linthicum makes honorable mention. Who else? Wade Woodes makes honorable mention. Again, there's a whole lot of honorable mentions on here for the just in general. Khalil Barnes makes honorable mention. And unless I skip somebody, that's it in the honorable mention category. So there you have it. I mean, it's not it's a lot different than it looked before the year when it was basically all Clemson flavor. Now it's mainly Miami flavor, and it sort of makes sense. The shame is that Miami's not going to be in the college football playoff as a representative from the ACC. Let me tell you about Underdog. Hey, listen, fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block biters are back, and Underdog is the best place to get in all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is so easy. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower in stats like points, rebounds, steals, assists, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. I love playing basketball on Underdog, college, pro. I especially like live in-game NBA. It's one of my favorite things to play because I think you already know how the game is going. You know who's hot and who's cold. I love live in-game NBA play on Underdog. Now, you have to be quick because the numbers changed immediately. And, you know, you've got to look for a little bit of an edge. But, I hate being a passenger. I like to steer. That's the main reason I like live in-game. I get to steer. I think it's a competitive advantage, but look, I love it all because I make an equal number of plays before the games. I absolutely love Underdog, and it just makes it all a little bit better. Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, score $100 in bonus entries. That's incredible. When you play your first $5, that's promo code ROADRAGE for $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. Do that. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18+, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms. _DFS_.html for details. Conservative play, call 1-800-GAMBLER, visit www.ncpgambling.org. All right, Ramona, we have not yet looked back on the other major football games from this past weekend. I want to do that. Before I do that, let's see. Two things. One, Steve Sarkisian. Hey, Ramona. One SEC whiner has changed locations. He has gone from Mississippi to LSU. Another SEC whiner is Steve Sarkisian. Steve Sarkisian is all over lobbying for his football team to get in the college football playoff. And he's actually critiquing other teams like Miami for throwing late, for throwing a fade route with 38 seconds left to go from 31-7 to 38-7 so the score looks better. Hey, listen, my man. Honestly, you know, I was sort of a Steve Sarkisian guy, Ramona, no longer. I actually sort of hate his guts right now. I'm just completely out on Steve Sarkisian. He has turned into the latest, biggest whiner, and now he's actually critiquing other people. Meanwhile, he's lobbying, okay? He's lobbying the committee and everybody else, whining about his team and saying his team deserves to be in. And he's pointing out to what other teams have done. Don't tell me you wouldn't have done the same thing, my man, if you were in position to do so. Do not tell me that, because I got a newsflash for you, Steve-O. That's what this system does. This system does not promote sportsmanship. If anyone's paying attention, it does not. It promotes having to run up scores for comparative purposes. Listen, this guy's arguing the merits of his team getting into the college football playoff, but he fails to understand that Miami is trying to do the same thing and trying to win a head-to-head comparison to Notre Dame. Both teams played at Pittsburgh, and Miami was trying to get an advantage there. So they're doing the same thing that you are, Steve, except they're doing it on the football field. I haven't seen Mario Cristobal posting videos all over, whining and crying about whether his team gets in or not. I see you, though, Steve. I see you everywhere I look. I see you. You're the new Lane Kiffin. You're the new SEC chief whiner and bottle washer. That's what you are. And I'm just sick of these whiners and these arguments. You know, Ramona, he's talking about Miami here when he's making his comments. And he's pointing out, you know, well, we played a tough schedule. You know, he wants credit for having lost to Ohio State in game one of the year. He wants that to count as like a win because we chose to do that. Hey, look, man, no one made you do that, all right? But you don't get to count it as a win. It's still a loss, okay? It's what we call a good loss. But you got that, Steve-O, okay? We credited you, Steve-O. You lost 14-7. It was game one. Both teams are completely different. But we credited you, Steve-O. Here's the problem, Steve. Here's the problem. The problem is, don't tell anybody. This is exactly what Lane Kiffin did. You lost to Florida. You lost to Florida, Steve. It's not who you beat. It's who you lost to. Okay? See, here's the thing, Steve. You have three losses. You know who else around you has three losses? Nobody. Miami doesn't have three losses, Steve. Vanderbilt doesn't have three losses. I suppose Vanderbilt didn't play anybody either. Oh, that's right. They played at U and they played at Alabama, amongst others, right? And those are their only two losses. Two losses. All right. So you have three and they have two. I know this is hard for you to understand, but here's the other thing. One of your three is to Florida. Florida. One of your three is to Succada. Okay? And last year, that's the exact thing Kiffin did. He lost to Florida and he lost to Kentucky. All right, you lost to Florida. I got a newsflash for you, Steve. It's a beauty contest, and everybody around you actually had a better record than you. They all had a better record than you. And you know why they had a better record than you, Steve? Because they didn't lose to Florida. That's why. So I know you want extra credit for losing to Ohio State. Okay, we'll give you extra credit. But here's the thing. You lost to Florida. You know who didn't lose to Florida? Vanderbilt. You know who didn't lose to Florida? Miami. In fact, what was the score of the Miami-Florida game, Ramona? Look that up for me. Tell me what the score of the Miami-Florida game was. Because you lost to them, Steve. So Vanderbilt didn't lose to Florida, and Miami didn't lose to Florida, and none of the other teams around you lost to a team like Florida. Just you, Steve.
26-7.
26-7. Miami beat Florida. So here's, you want comparisons using Miami, Steve? I've got one for you. It must have slipped your attention. It must have slipped your mind. When you were coming up with your excuses and your whining, you pointed out that Miami ran up the score by scoring a late touchdown against Pittsburgh, an inferior opponent. But what you failed to point out, Steve, which is shocking, is that Miami beat Florida 26-7 and you lost to Florida. Somehow you missed that, Steve. Because if you want to make an equal and just comparison, there it is, Steve. So Miami, they have two losses. You have three losses, and you both played Florida, and Miami beat their brains in, and you lost to them. Here's the thing, Steve. Arch Manning, for much of the year, wasn't good. Late in the year, he has turned good. But the problem is it came too late. So you're South Carolina. You're effectively South Carolina from last year. And you can whine all you want, but you don't belong in the playoffs, Steve. And you might be one of the best 12 teams right now. But you weren't, of course.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over